The Dalai Lama advises that as we near the end, we need to be reminded of our practice, whatever kind it is. We cannot force on others our views or a higher level of practice than what they can manage. When my friend Raymond knew he was dying of AIDS, he and his partner asked me what they should do. Remembering my parents' deaths and my own paralysis and near death from Lyme disease, I knew that long after we become unable to interact with others, we can have a strong, lucid, interior life. During my extreme illness, I internally repeated a mantra that I had recited over the course of almost 30 years. I found that despite not being able to communicate with others, I could repeat the mantra with unusual lucidity. Occasionally, I would try to speak, but failed. Despite failing, I did not worry. That would have been a big mistake. I just kept repeating the mantra, which put me at ease. Bearing in mind my own experience, I suggested to Raymond that he choose a saying that he could repeat over and over again. He chose a four-line stanza by Joseph Goldstein. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. I thought his choice might be too long, but I knew it was right for Raymond, since it was what he wanted. Raymond practiced his mantra. His partner put it into a plastic frame by his bedside, so when Raymond turned his head, he saw it and was reminded to repeat it. Later, when Raymond returned home from the hospital to die, he gradually became withdrawn, losing the power of speech, then losing the ability to point with his hand, and finally losing the capacity to move at all. Yet, when I went into his room, sat on the floor by his bed, and gently said, "May I be filled with loving kindness," his face would light up, and his eyes moved under his closed eyelids. It had worked.